All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya.
Oh, hello.
Welcome back. Staff meeting went off without a hitch. Hold on. I got to get the camera on Darla. I'd never hear the end of it if Darla was being calm and adorable and I wasn't giving you the opportunity to see her there. Since we last met, by the way, if you missed the first act, go back and listen to it. Since then, I have received no less than 3 or 4 full-scale apologies from Pooh Bear. If I was still interested in sex, I could probably have it. First, I got a text message of her Bitmoji saying, "I'm sorry." I wrote, "That's okay. I'm trying, though. I actually was planning on getting some things done this week, but I was too upset to bring it up." She says, "I'm sure you were. Sometimes I just get grumpy and rude. I know you are a hard worker." And I got up from here, walked into the other room. She apologized again, and she went, "Oh, honey." She gave me like a great big hug. She was laying in bed. She's not feeling well today. So, whatever. She says, "I don't know what got into me." I said, "It's okay." But I'd like to say that this is a flawless victory by your old pal EZ. I mean, it isn't often that I have such a one-sided affair in the fighting sequence. Kenny says, "I hope she isn't getting sick because everybody has COVID now." And that's true. But I tested her for COVID. And she, as of right now, is a negative test. I don't think she does. But she hasn't been feeling well. Kenny writes that his son has just announced to him, his son Derek has COVID. I mean, on a typical day, Derek would sit in a darkened room with his hoodie on, not talking to anyone and playing video games. So that means now that he's sick, he has to sit in a darkened room with his hoodie on and play video games. Maureen has just announced that her husband has it. All right. I don't want your husband to get sick, but he's been kind of a dick to me for quite some time. So I have to resist the urge to say good. I won't. But just so you know, the thought crossed my mind because he's so goddamn mean to me. Chris says, "Who are we fighting next?" Chris also says, "What would Jocko say?" Yeah, he'd say good. Maureen says, "Yeah, well, he's dying, and I feel like I have a cold." Well, he's not really dying. God forbid that he dies. I don't want to. Come on now. Becky says, "I have it. I tested positive last week for the first time ever. It's super not fun. When I was at my fantasy football party the other day over at my neighbor's house, So that happened on Thursday. Friday, I did this show. And after the show, I went over to King's room to get a little snippy. And my neighbor texted me and she said, yeah, my husband's down for the count. He's got it. And I like shook his hand. I hugged him. All of that. I'm like, oh, well, I fucking got it. I don't. If I do, if the symptoms are feel wonderful and dominate everybody, well, then I guess I got it because that's all I've done for the past 72 hours. I'm sorry if you all are struggling with COVID. It's back. That's why we got to hope that it continues to get worse so we can get back to wearing masks. That's what we need. We need more mask wearing. Amy is here. Good to see. I don't have anything to say about her. I will be at Bosco's Pub tonight. If you want to come see me, I will make you some great fucking food. Now, let me tell you a story about Bosco's. I got in there Friday, and I am very particular when I'm working. Now, just so you know, on a busy day, you need three people in that kitchen. You need one to run the point. That's usually me. I used to be the number three, okay? The grill is number two. The point is number one. Fries, number three. For the longest time, I was number three. Now, I do number three job and number two. I'm sorry. I do number three job and I do the point, which is number one. On this particular day, Doug has a brand new person in there. Young lady. And I've never seen her before, but I walk in and I realize they're just starting to get into a rush. So I quickly wash my hands and get after it. Well, it isn't long before I realize that Doug is in a state. He does this where he will, when he gets like stressed, he starts to micromanage. And so I recognize right away that he's stressed. So I don't say a word. I keep my mouth shut. After about 3 minutes of this, the young lady who's new she's running the point, and she shouldn't be there. And I'm just waiting for my opportunity to scoot in there and tell her to go to do basically putting fries on plates and putting the food in the window. Order! But before I get to there, she kind of starts to have a mini meltdown. And she says, I need a break. I got to go. It's too claustrophobic in here. So she kind of spins out a little. And I go, oh, no problem. I just met her. I've known her for 3 minutes. I go, hey, no problem. I got this. So I immediately start to get things organized the way I want them organized. I've done this for 2.5 years now. This is rote. I've got it all down. It's not a problem. Doug's still in the freakout mode, but I immediately go, okay, Doug, we're going to work on this. This stuff's going to wait. Let's get this shit done, and then we'll... So I'm cleaning up, all right? At this point, young lady comes back in after 2-3 minutes. I go, yeah, okay, I'm going to... you just stay there. I'm going to tell you what these orders get in terms of fries or onion rings. You plate them, and you're going to be, like, in that position, all right? So orders come in. All right, Doug, I want you to do this. And then I say to the young lady, can you do this for me? So it's getting in play. You know, it's we're starting to get in the groove. Well, Doug is still in hyper mode. So he is like over my shoulder doing my job too. But I can't, it's not a good idea to say, hey, I got it, because he's going to scream at me. So I just keep my mouth shut and let him think that he's in charge. And then I was like, okay, all right. And I go, so he's going, yeah, you're going to tell her to order that. I go, yep, I got it, man. You got it. Sounds good. So I'm keeping this illusion of, I'm trying to facilitate him at the same time and not shut him down because he'll get pissed. And I can't have him get pissed. If he gets pissed, he's going to fucking throw food. And we cannot have that. So then one time, because this is an example of how he micromanages. He puts down an order, which is four burgers, and there's going to be four fries with it. So I put four frozen orders of fries in the basket. And at a certain time, I'm going to lower it into the oil. And I put the fries in there, and I hang the basket. And he goes, hey. I go, what's up, big fella? He says, you can't just set it on there that hard. I go, what's up? Now, I know what's happening, but I'm just playing dumb. He goes, well, when you set it on there, it could very easily just come off of there. You got to set it on there more gentle. You see how it's moving? I go, oh, my God. You're right. Holy shit, man. Thank you.
Yeah, you got to watch that shit.
And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. No, it's not going to do anything. So I'm just, I'm not fucking with them. But I don't want to challenge that in any way until he gets out of this retardo state. And then slowly we work through the rush. All the food gets served. And tickets are going out the window now. Food is fucking flying out. And then whenever I have to, because this chick is new. And the one thing that is constant about Bosco's in the kitchen, constantly employees showing up and either quitting or getting fired in the kitchen. The only person to survive the kitchen is me. You got Doug, who is dad, and Dougie, who's my son's age, and me. Everyone else who's come through there has not been able to hang. And so in order to try to get this chick to be less brain fried, because I could tell she's stressed and very intimidated by fuckface. So whenever I need her to get something, I go, and I don't want to say her name. I'll just call her Becky. Becky, and I always like speak in real subdued tone so she doesn't get stressed because Doug's yelling at her, we need some chicken! We need some chicken in there! I'm like, hey, Becky, can you go get me two frozen chickens, please? Okay. She goes and gets me chicken. Okay, go ahead and drop it in the fryer. I'm like, I'm trying to like de-stress the whole fucking thing. And fuckface, I'm like, God damn, Doug. Maureen says, why do you suppose there's such a high rate of turnover there? Doug. It's Doug. He will cause you to burn the fuck out unless if you're intellectually superior. And I am. There is no way I will ever get frazzled there. I just like when he says something or if he's losing his shit, I realize there's nothing happened. You're fabricating this. There is no problem. Everything is fine. Sometimes restaurants get busy. And when that happens, you just get the food out as best as you can. That's it. That's your mindset. Any bit of bitching is wasted energy. God damn it. And you just can't do it. So I just kept my mouth shut. And I've gotten back. Because before when he would like snap at me, I would start to fuck shit up. And now I'm a goddamn steel trap. I don't fuck anything up. I was like, okay. All right. And I'm like, I just try not to let it distract me. Get the fucking food out. Maureen says, you think, who the fuck wants to work under those conditions? Unless you're old like us, easy, that shit doesn't get to us. Oh, exactly. Young people, their brains get fried much easier. Seabear is here, who absolutely is probably the biggest fan of the Amanda voice. So he's suggesting that I do the Amanda voice. But I can't just throw that out there like that. You can't just a square peg round hole the Amanda voice. There's got to be a reason for it or else it gets ruined. Okay? You can't. So I'm not doing it. Now, if there was a reason to do the Amanda voice, then perhaps. But there's no reason to just bust out Amanda voice. Fuck that shit. I'm not some monkey who's going to do impressions because you told me to, you dumb shit. Piano Finger Banger says, I'm shocked no one wants to work around this dude who acts like Meatloaf when he can't find his markers. Correct. And it is not my place to make that known. I am a kitchen assistant and occasionally a point man. We were in the kitchen and he stepped out to like take a leak and a couple of orders came in. So now I'm going to do number one job and the grill. So I said to this chick, Rebecca, okay, I need you to get these buns on, and then we're going to need this many French fries, and I need two crispies in the fryer. Okay, thank you. So then I go ahead, I get the burgers on, I season the burgers, and they're starting to cook, and I've got it all lined up. It's all ready to go. And it's quiet. And then in comes the goddamn wrecking ball. Rawr, rawr, rawr. I go, I already got started on this. The burgers have turned, which is a term that we use. I already turned the burgers. I'll go over here now. KZU says, Jeremy says, Amanda voice is not the same as Freebear snarky emailer voice, time and place. Seabear says, do you volunteer your time or is this a side hustle? Oh, it's a side hustle. He pays well. Madison says to me, hey, can I work there? I go, no. Why? I go, because he'll chew you up and spit you out. No way. Uh-uh. Not for the faint of heart. Anyway, I'll be there today kicking ass and taking names like I do because I'm the fucking best. I love that job. I love that job more than anything. Then on Friday, we're like, things are winding down. And Saturday, I can't be there. But there's the front of house manager. Her name is Abby. Now, all the waitresses, all the servers, they're all ladies. He will bring servers in there. But if they don't have the ability to say, hey, shut the fuck up to him, they won't last. So he has a group of young ladies who will do just that. So they don't take his shit. Not every young lady can do that. A lot of the times, when Doug starts picking on the young ladies, they'll just say, yeah, why don't you shut the fuck up and leave me alone? But sometimes he'll have a young lady in there who does not have the ability to say that and gets butthurt, and then they don't make it. Then they quit. So that's pretty much how it goes. The food is great. But... yeah, that's the atmosphere there. Now, don't get the wrong idea. The ladies don't do this to the customers. They're all very sweet to the customers. Seabear says it sounds like the Wiener Circle in Chicago. No, yeah, the Wiener Circle is they're yelling at the customers. Our servers don't yell at the customers. They just yell at Doug. Hey, Doug, go jerk yourself off in the bathroom. Oh, he would love that. Yeah, shut the fuck up. This restaurant is a throwback to the 1970s. The way Doug handles the employees. Jesus Jeremy says, has anyone gone full Inetta the Mood Setta while you've been there? Oh, yeah. Doug one time had a guy who was all pissed off about something. And, Doug was in Costa Rica on a vacation. And the kitchen crew, they were all related. Or cousins and uncles and aunts, whatever the fuck. And they formed a union. And they reached out to Doug and said, we're not cooking until you give us all a raise. and there's like all the staff is there. It's the middle of a dinner rush. And so they send him a message on Facebook Messenger. So there he is in Costa Rica. And he has a mutiny on his hands. So what does Doug do? He immediately puts his phone down and books an emergency flight to come back here to beat the shit out of all of these people. And that was going to happen. You got to understand, Doug's been shot. He's been stabbed. He's been beaten to a pulp by cops. It's a miracle Doug got a liquor license with the felonies on his record. This is someone who will fight you, okay? Doug is a goddamn pit bull. He's one of the biggest, strongest people you will ever meet. Like, when you see him, you go, ooh, nobody fucks with this guy. Like, if we ever have any patrons that are at the bar and they're getting a little unruly and Doug's cooking, and someone comes in and says, hey, Doug, he's going to take off his apron and go out there and flash the badge. He's throwing people out by that, you know, like literally use their head to open the fucking door. This is the type of pub this is. Well, Mrs. Doug calmed his ass down, and he ended up closing the restaurant. All right. He said, all right, fuck you. Go home. And one of the guys came back. He ended up working it out somehow. And one of these guys on the mutiny came back to work. And the first day back, they thought they had it all worked out. It wasn't all worked out. And the guy said he wanted his $2, an hour raise. And so Doug and him got in a big fucking fight over this. And then the guy shoved Doug and was like, holy shit. And the quote was, you have no idea how much your life is in danger right now. It's a historic quote at the restaurant. The guy got kicked out, and he couldn't even stay in the parking lot. Now, he couldn't. He was waiting for a ride. That's what it was. And so Doug said, "You actually have to be off the premises. If you step foot in my fucking parking lot, I'm gonna beat your fucking ass." Oh, so fantastic. Doug is a goddamn legend, and I love him dearly. Okay, go to Bosco's for the food. Stay for the show. He is an outright legend. And don't fuck with him. I'm telling you. You got to earn that right. So anyway, Abby at the front of house is going to fill in the kitchen on Saturday because everybody was out. I don't know where Doug E was, his son. I couldn't be there. And so Abby's going to do it. Now, Abby's one of those shit kicker chicks who will beat his ass. So it's no problem. And so I'm like, we're slowing down. I said to her, I go, so this is your first time in the kitchen, right? She says, yes. I go, okay. Just remember, when everything goes wrong, and it will, it's all your fault. And Doug goes, fuck you. I go, yeah, yeah. And then she goes, he won't dare. She goes, because I'll shoot him with my pistol. So that's the level of awesomeness. That it's a show. It's a goddamn, there should be cameras in there at Bosco's. Oh, so fantastic. I will see you tonight. Pooh Bear and I on Saturday went to a wedding. This is a beloved friend of the family. We're very protective of this bunch. This is, if you remember, the name Brian Belgraf. Brian passed away a few years ago, suddenly. We've known the Belgrafs for pretty much all of our time here that we've lived here. Not quite, but damn near close. Jim my son, was playing hockey with Logan many, many years ago. And so we've been pals with the Belgraphs for all that time. And my buddy Brian passed away a few years ago. You might remember that. And so suddenly, that's the way it was. And it's been tough. It's been really, really tough. Logan is found that special someone, and he got married. And so this was emotional because, you know, Brian wasn't there. And it doesn't take much more than just a mention of Brian. And everybody just starts crying. Okay, it was unbelievable. So we had a lot of those moments. Now, I found out through the grapevine, and I don't know why I'm being protective here, but I found out through the grapevine that there is a family member close to Brian's widow who is just fucked up. Okay, very, very close family member, like inner circle close to our beloved friend Jen. All right? And the only reason why I'm not getting ultra specific as to who this is, because I don't give a fuck, is because I don't want this. It still probably is going to, but at least I made an effort to conceal who it is. Someone very, very close to Jen. Old. Two people. They're married. Very, very close to Jen. Old as fuck. And apparently major cocksuckers. Jen would never say that. In fact, I had a conversation with her yesterday. I go, this is fucking bullshit, okay? Fucking bullshit that you're going through this right now. You may not say it, but I will. Fuck those two. And she's like, yeah, I've learned long ago that I just can't, you know. She's one of those, is, yeah, I don't get bogged down in the negativity. I thrive on negativity. I fucking love to fight, all right? It's my favorite thing in the fucking world to do. And so I'm like, I would go over there and just fucking lay waste. I'm so impressed with your ability to bottle this up, my dear. These two cocksuckers have even... Jen has several siblings, and one of the siblings is the officiant. His name's Jeremy. I know him for years. What's up, big guy? Oh, my God, I'm so excited about you being the officiant. You're going to do great. You're going to do awesome. I love it. And he did. He won't even speak to these two. Also family members. Very, very close to him. Won't even speak to him. Totally estranged. Like, how the fuck? And I knew that going in. But I didn't know the particulars about how much of how much these two were cretins. All right? And you don't want to be called a cretin. We have the time of our lives at this wedding. Now, typically at a wedding, I'm gone, okay? The ADHD, I can't handle it. We actually, several people left before us. Like at Ben Glaze's wedding, first one, gone. I said, we can't do that again. We stayed pretty late. I think it was after 9 p.m., okay? People were fucking bombed on the dance floor when we left. So that was something. We had a lot of people that we knew, shared a lot of old memories, looked at pictures, had a good time. My God, you had the fucking Tenelsovs were there. We've known them forever. We had the Brazils. We had the Marquinis. We had Oogie. All these wonderful people we've known for a long, long time. It was great. The food was particularly great. A nice filet with this beautiful three or four asparagus spears, but they were the big, fat fucking asparagus spears. Delicious. Prepared perfectly. Potatoes. Was awesome. Everything about this wedding was perfect. The dessert, absolutely ridiculous. You had a donut table. You had wedding cake. You had cupcake table. Holy shit. Let's eat. All the usual wedding things go on. Okay. The next day, Jen, our beloved friend, who, as I said, is a widow. And this is an extremely emotional time. Even if the food was a big fat pile of shit, no one who has any intelligence is going to say anything. Because, I mean, come on now. The last thing you want to do. I mean, poor Logan and his brother, Ian. Every other word that is mentioned about dad, these two are like, this is tough. This is a really tough time. These two assholes reach out to Jen. They go, yeah, the food sucked. Everything was terrible. The food, that steak was a goddamn pile of shit. It sucked. And, oh, my God. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. You old fucking dicks. Of all the times, you just ignore it. Just let it go. What does it matter? Wait, you don't have anything to do with it. Shut the fuck up. You're not paying for it. Why would you do that? I don't know how people can even exist like that. People who are miserable about every fucking thing in the world. Shut the fuck up. Chris, with this joke, you went to a wedding despite all the stuff that needs to be done around the house. Seabear says it's free. Go eat a dick and gulp it. And Seabear says, I don't like people like that. Yeah, same as me. Yeah, Chris, imagine that. We even had the nerve to, I had the nerve to spend the night in Detroit. And then we drove home. Which, by the way, we wake up. I've been doing this intermittent fasting thing. And we're at this hotel. And they've got like this fucking breakfast set up like you wouldn't believe. Like people come from miles around for this. And so Pooh Bear goes, let's go get breakfast. I go, whatever you want, dear. I'm not going to eat, but totally cool. She goes, well, maybe I'll just go get a muffin. I go, no problem. Of course. And so I go down there, and she's ahead of me, actually. And I go, I just need to get a cup of coffee in me. Which, by the way, they were out of, and I had to wait like 25 minutes for these people to brew the coffee. And this is the type of place, this is right next to where the old Silver Dome used to be. That's where we are. You can actually see the Amazon building. Amazon built a building where the Silver Dome was, okay? It's like actually bigger than the Silver Dome. I mean, it covers more area. It actually does. Now, taller than the Silver Dome, but if you were there on Opdyke and Featherstone Road where the Silver Dome was, there's an Amazon building there. That's where we were. We were just across the street. My God, did we used to party there for fucking Lions games. Holy shit. Back in the day. I'm waiting to get my coffee. I go, where is she? And she's in line to get a brand new, to get an omelet. And each omelet is being made individually. So it's taking forever. So I'm standing there. Now, this is the type of place where the staff, they don't give a fuck, okay? So I know I walked up with the cup to get coffee right as the lady is taking the full empty or the empty pot that has it, and she's going to go make some more. I just know it by context. So I see her walk in the back, and she is older. She's going bald, and she looks like she can kick some ass. And then there's a couple dudes that work there, and they also look like they can beat the fuck out of people. So my job is, while Pooh Bear is getting the omelet, is to stand there with my thumb up my ass and watch. I've got a cup in my hand. It's empty. And then there's another coffee maker that's also empty. People are coming up. They're getting a cup and they're trying to pour coffee. Nothing. And then they like, ah, God damn it. And they like put their cup down and they're pissed. One after another. One, two, three, four people. Like, okay, this is, it's going to get good. Bald lady comes out. Dude with coffee, number one, who wanted the cup. He goes, hey, blah, blah, blah. She goes, I know. I'm brewing it. Sugar, I'm brewing it. And I'm like, okay, here we go. This is going to be like Montgomery Brawl. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. More people walk up. Hey, I know it's brewing. It's a big old pot. It's going to take a minute. You're going to have to relax. Like, she's putting it in their fucking face. She's giving them fucking advice to shut the fuck up for the coffee. So one after the other, I see people. They're dropping like fucking flies from this chick. And she's kicking all sorts of ass. She goes, I swear it's coming. Relax. It's coming. I'm getting it. It's going to be here when it's done. She's getting more and more pissed. Holy shit. Extended time. Pooh Bear gets the food and she walks out. She goes, can you get me a Coke? I go to the machine. I go, it doesn't work. It's out. Can you get me a Diet Coke? I go back. Same thing. She goes, well, will you tell her? I go, no. No. I'm not telling her anything. You're going to have to either have water or juice. There's no coffee and there's no Coke. And that's it. There's not going to be any replacements. That's how she already is busting her ass getting the coffee. And I'm not going to be the one to rattle that cage. I know, I've seen what this woman is capable of. And if a fucking honky who looks like he's half related to Al-Qaeda steps up and says, hey, can you give me some Coke? She's going to kill me. So then I finally go back there because I see her walking out with the pot. I go, okay, now here we go. And there's all these fucking pissed off people with cups in their hands. They've already gotten their nose rubbed in shit by this chick. And the first one in line is this lady with gigantic titties. And she's got two plates of food. She's got one plate of food up her arm and the other one actually in her hand. So it looks like she serves food for a living. So she has the ability to do that. And there's a little bit of her bicep exposed. She takes one cup of coffee and then two cups of coffee and has lids on them. And she's going to stack them and hold it with her chin and walk through with all of this. There's a guy watching. And he goes, "You want any help?" She goes, "No." And I'm like, "Oh, my God." And he goes, "Well, that's good, because I got to see this." And I'm like, "Holy shit, this chick's going to kill him." So it seemed to me like he was a stranger trying to offer her assistance. And she's like, "Go fuck yourself. I got this. I don't need your fucking help." This is Detroit, by the way. So this, everybody's like this. Everybody's an asshole. So I'm watching while people are filling up their coffee. While this chick, but she's in front and no one wants to get in her fucking way. She got all this fucking food, stacks up the coffee, holding it with her chin, and she starts to inch through. And then it dawns on me, that dude is her husband. Because I get my coffee and she's walking through slowly while dude is there watching her. And she's like, "Fuck you, I don't want your help." And they get to their table and she, by God, she made it. No problem. Set it down, and the kids are like, "Where's my food? Where's my food?" She goes, "Shut the fuck up." Gives them their food. Everybody sits down and eats. I go, "This place is incredible." Pooh Bear's got her food. I've got my coffee. She says, "You sure you don't want any of this?" I go, "I don't want anything." I said, "I've had my fill. This place is amazing. Okay, this was such a good idea. I have been so entertained. You just bought me half an hour of podcasting to witness all of this turmoil here. This place is amazing. Thank you for suggesting it." My God. All in all, I thoroughly enjoyed the wedding, though. But I could not believe the behavior, what I found out by those family members of our dear friend Jen. Such bullshit. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, a salute to Kuiper Tree Care. This is my man, Ben, over here from Kuiper Tree Care. They specialize in tree removal, tree pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, and tree risk assessment. Everybody probably could stand to have a tree trimmed or removed. That's the way it was at the EZ household. With the tree was just overgrown. It partially was contributing to the destruction of my way too old roof here at the house. And it was just time. So if you are in that spot where you're thinking about removing a tree, would you please get a free estimate from my friends at Kuiper Tree Care? Now, they serve everybody in West Michigan. So I want you to reach out now. In fact, similar to what I did with EstateWise, reach out with a text. Ben's phone will blow up, man. He's an amazing business. I think one of you just said in the free podcast, you love how a lot of my marketing partners are people that I've actually had at the house to do work. That's how a lot of this happens. We've talked about many times about how like Joe Martinez, Blue Frost IT, King's Room Barbershop, just to name a few, have worked with me actually at the house. Kuiper Tree Care, no exception. Estate-wise is like that. I've got my estate plan. All I got to do is go sign my document. So Pooh Bear and I are heading to Zach Marco's office sometime next week to do just that and put our estate planning legally into play with our notary that Zach provides for us. But I completely digress. When your tree looks like a pile of shit and you need it cleaned up, you got to reach out to Kuiper Tree Care. They have three certified arborists to help you with all the information that you need. Reach out for a free estimate, 616-828-8225. In fact, you would make my life really happy, really, really better if you reached out just to say, "Hey, I'm listening to the EZ show. He's talking about you. When the time is right, I will be hiring you to take care of my trees." Now, I talked about that with Zach Marco the other day. And I think only one of you answered the call. It was Dave in Hudsonville. And Dave's actually utilizing Zach's services. He hired him. But so when I ask you to text, it's really important that you let my sponsors know that I am, that they're hearing the message. So if I ask you to text, do me that solid and send a text along. In this case, to Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. Do it right now. 616-828-8225. Hey, Ben, I'm hearing easy talk about you. When I need tree care, I'm calling you because you support the Eric Zane Show podcast. If you do that for me, it really drives home the point that my audience supports my sponsors. And then they continue to spend money with me. And then I don't have to work an extra shift at Bosco's and put up with Doug's fucking ass. Okay? So if you're listening to the show, either live or later, do me that solid and reach out to Kuiper Tree Care at 616-828-8225. Hi, my name's Maureen, or whoever. Doesn't matter. I'm in West Michigan. And when I need my trees taken care of, I'm going to call you because EZ told me to reach out. Thank you. King's Room Barbershop is hiring. Reach out at kingsroom.net. Or just go in person and say, hey, I heard you're hiring. I'm a stylist and I need new work. Or I want to work for you. I want to work for the A team at King's Room Barbershop. One of the things that King's Room features is stylists that last a long, long time because they treat their employees so well. So head over to one of three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, or at 821 36th Street and say hello to the stylists or whoever is working there at the time and say, hey, I want to work with you guys. This is awesome. And if you're an audience member who doesn't want to work, just wants a haircut, head over to the King's Room Barbershop near you. If you're a guy, you get your haircut at King's Room, or a chick who likes short hair. The insurance guy of choice is my pal, Frank Fuss, who has helped me so much to make sure that I am appropriately insured through healthcare.gov, which is not the easiest thing to navigate. So if you, on your own, go to healthcare.gov, you can probably get yourself into an insurance policy. But why? Have Frank do it for you. It's free, and he will help you so that you avoid all the potential pitfalls that could mess you up. That happened to me the first time that I signed up for healthcare.gov in the first year. Now I have Frank do it for me, and he takes care of it, and I don't have to worry about it. Frank's services as a licensed insurance agent slash broker are 100% free. So no matter where you are in the U.S., reach out to Frank today at buyinsurancehere.com. That's just a landing spot webpage informational for you to fill out so Frank knows who you are. He can help you with, as I said, healthcare.gov, Medicare, Social Security planning, health insurance, you name it. Frank takes care of it. At buyinsurancehere.com. Thank you, Frank. Bob says, will they come to PA and take out my bushes? Referring to Kuiper Tree Care. No, unfortunately not. That is a West Michigan-specific business. But the lion's share of my audience is in West Michigan. All right. What else am I going to talk about? Oh, my God, the ostrich attack. We have to get into the ostrich attack. There is a place nearby here, and it's wonderful. I think it's called Deer Tracks Acres. It's in Cedar Springs, Michigan, north of Rockford. Very well maintained, clean, and wonderful. So you walk in, and then you pay them. And first of all, you go through the petting zoo. And this is a very clean, nice petting zoo. So you're going to feed the camels. They're super sweet. Their noses are so soft. They're beautiful. And then you're going to go and you're going to feed the cows. This is all Madison's birthday gift, by the way. These are all things that hit her pleasure zones. So it's Easy, Pooh Bear, Madison, Madison's boyfriend, Ash, Jackie's husband, Justin. Justin hates the animals. He doesn't like feeding them. He's just not comfortable. And this is a kid from West Branch, Michigan. It's like, Jesus Christ, how could you not? They have a bear exhibit. These were bears that were rescued from the wild that would have been dead. You know, I always get, oh, God, you know, bear in captivity. But it's got a elaborately large open space and habitat, and they sure do take wonderful care of them. And outside of their enclosure, it talks about how these bears came to be, a rescued pair of grizzlies, perhaps. And it's wonderful. Then you wander along, and there's an area where if you've ever wanted to, like, play with a piglet, they got an area where, like, that's what it is. You sit down, and these little adorable piglets, like, climb on you, and they're snorting and being cute. And if you like animals like I do, I was like, this is incredible. And then you go to, like, the goat zone, and all these baby goats are coming up to you, and they're sitting in your lap. Oh, my God. This is, like, the greatest petting zoo ever at this place. So I'm like, what an absolute gem. How come I haven't heard of this? The first thing I thought was, these people have to be on the podcast. I have to be talking about them on the podcast. So this one is free. I'm doing this one free for you because this was such a wonderful thing that we experienced. You're like, how much does it cost, EZ? Well, if you just do the drive-through, and I'll get to that in a second, it's one fee. But I like doing the walk-through, like I'm telling you, and then the drive-through. And for that, it's $25 per. Well worth it. That's 3 hours per. It's going to take you 3 hours to do all that. Unless if you like don't like to pet animals, which I do. So we got pigs, goats, everything. They've even got a thing for little kids. It's like, it's called, it's a silo, and it's full of corn. Like, it's a huge space. And then you can go and play in the corn. You can, like, you know, there's, like, dump trucks and, you know, little kids like that. And it's not like they're going to sink and be gone forever. It's, you just got to see it. So this is all great. Then you do the drive-through thing. You get in your car, and they go, all right, now you pay for buckets of food. Each bucket of food is $7. We bought four. Jackie and Justin bought two. We got six. We got a ton of food. And then you go and you ride through this exhibits. And the first place we go into is, they were llamas, I believe. I think they were llamas. And, so they're all out in the wilderness, and you can see them out there. They're probably like 200 feet away, and there's about 20 of them. And you go out there, and you roll down the window, and you just rattle the food bowl. And it's like, remember that scene in Jurassic Park when they were rampaging? They come running at the car like, they want to eat. And they're already chewing, but they don't have food in their mouths. It's like, oh, my God, this is incredible. Get your phones out quick. So you hold your bucket out, and they just start pigging out, and they'll eat it all. You got to actually, like, be careful. So then I'm rolling at 1/2 mile an hour because they're in the front of the car, and they're all around the vehicle, and they're like, oh, my God, this is awesome. So, you know, we didn't want them to eat it all, so we ended up kind of, like, rolling the windows up, and we got the hell out of there. We got over to this area with these cows, and this one cow was so huge, this white cow, I couldn't believe how big he was. And the lady at the front says, make sure you hold your food bowl with two hands. Did I? No. The cow put his head in it, and I've never felt more powerless in my life because he just yanked that thing right out of my hand. Rawr! I'm like, oh my God. Like, oh my God, this is incredible. And, so much fun. So then, we go over to the ostrich area, and, you know, an ostrich is kind of like a little bit of a funky, quirky animal. And they said to us beforehand, they go, look, if you got jewelry on, be careful. The ostrich is going to want to get after the jewelry. All right. So everybody made sure. And then we drive up to the ostrich. And this was, in my opinion, the most watchworthy moment. And I have the moment here in case you didn't see it on my Facebook page when this happened. Let's get into it. This is a one-minute video from yesterday at Deer Tracks, and you can go there and see this all yourself. I highly recommend this. I highly recommend this, okay? This is how it went for me.
Dad,
guy.
Stick your ball out.
Watch it. Watch the how quickly this escalates. Now, he is far away. He's like 10, 12 feet away, and he sees me, and I'm like, all right, big guy, let's eat. And here he comes.
Come on, fella.
There he comes.
Come eat.
Oh, God.
Come on. Come eat this. My man.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
Do it. Get it. My man, eat it.
I can take it, Maddie.
Maddie, getting video?
Maddie, get it. Jackie, get it. Oh, God. He's throwing it in the car.
Put your arm out more, ding dong.
Oh, there's another one.
Okay, they're coming. Dad, drive.
Pull it in.
I can't stand it. Drive.
Yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to be rolling the windows up when the animals are.
Yeah, you just gotta drive.
He's biting the car.
He's picking the car.
We gotta go. We gotta drive.
He's biting the car.
My window's up. I'm not dealing with this thing.
He bit the ball.
He actually bit the ball.
I'm not dealing.
Let me just tell you something. This is as close as you were going to get to Jurassic Park. All right? You are never, ever going to be getting anything closer to that. We have to do this. I need to get these people on the podcast. I need to be regularly discussing this. We need to be going there as a group. Wow. What a time. That is an absolute riot. I would pay double for that. I would pay double for that. Stevie says road trip. Kenny says that's like me when I see a buffet. Yeah, well, you got to watch that, big guy. Jeremy says, Pooh Bear, as cool under pressure as always. There was a spot, I'm not sure what they were, if they were reindeer or what. They were larger than deer, okay? And it was time to feed them. You know, we roll up, same thing, like, oh my gosh, we got another car, let's go eat. And there was one guy at the car with a huge rack. It was large. So this was bigger than a deer. And even the babies, they're spotted like deer, but they're big. And we can't move. They're in front of the car. They're like, all right, let's see. And as one guy is coming up to the window with a whole beautiful, beautiful, whatever this was. Might have been a reindeer. I don't know. And then another one who was also a male, he comes up to the one that's already there and rams him with his rack. He goes, bam. And he's like, get out of the way. And he's like, oh, no, the big one's after me. And the other one's like, oh, Jesus. Wow. I can't tell you how spectacular of an event this was. This needs to be a regular thing. And what a gem to the community. Hats off to those people. Some terrific conservation efforts to keep those animals safe. And I'm very excited for them. That is great. That is awesome. I love it. I can imagine if I was an animal, I would love it there. Okay? All you're doing is mating and you're laughing and having a good time when people come through and you just eat their food. Oh, there's a bear exhibit too. And they said, look, easy. When you get into the bear exhibit, keep those windows rolled up and keep your car doors locked. I'm like, what? They go, yes, they can open. They can open your car door. And they were all kind of resting when we were there. One of them was eating a watermelon. But I'm like, this is great. Why haven't I known about this before? I love it so much. Wow. So that was a joyful moment, to be sure. I have plenty more to talk about on this show, but I'm going to save it for the Patreon, including Maureen's beloved Chris Swanson. This is the sheriff of Genesee County, the guy who spoke at the DNC. All right. He is continuing to make the ladies moist. Maureen actually said that the video that she sent me made her tingle, her words. I cannot wait to play that. And I think I am starting to fall in love with them too, to some degree. Speaking of the DNC, I have a video also of a 12-year-old kid. I don't know who he is, but he's brilliant. And he is a social media influencer who a lot of people follow him. I don't yet know his name, but I am gonna figure out his name because he's very, very popular right now. But he speaks on political things, and he's really, really smart. And Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, was at the DNC with his mustache shaved off, wearing a hat and sunglasses, disguised for some reason. And he got into a conversation with this kid, and the Lindell tried to, like, you know, expand on his conspiracy theories to this kid, and the kid wasn't having it. So a 12-year-old kid made Mike Lindell look like a child, and it was great. But I want to play for you a video of the BBC interviewing this kid, and I'll feature that in the, in the Patreon bonus podcast. Speaking of Patreon, I do want to get into this. Because I've talked to you many times that one at a time is my goal to get more people to listen to this show. And the biggest place for me to get new audience will always be my former show, Free Beer and Hot Wings. Always. And when I get one listener at a time, you may not think it, but that has great impact with me. And I've talked to you about how it's my goal to break people out of that brainwashed cycle of listening to the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. I've had numerous people that have done that over the years. The latest is a person who writes, I just, subject line, join Patreon. This is on the Eric Zane Show podcast subreddit, which you can find reddit.com/r/TheEricZaneShow, all one word. Join Patreon, this person writes. I finally signed up for the Easy Patreon, the reason specifically to listen to Who Are These Free Beers? I also have been a listener to the FBHW show for 15 years or so, but the last few years it has slowly transitioned into more of a hate listening situation. Perfect, thank you. So I need to hear some roasting of Free Beer and the others on that show, Zane Rules. That's exactly why I do what I do. Chris in Buffalo writes, welcome to the club. Plenty of good content to listen to. Don't be a stranger on the live shows. Chris is another audience member who I won over, and he's unique because he didn't even know who the fuck I was. He'd never heard me on Free Beer and Hot Wings, ever. He started listening to that show when they signed on in Buffalo, New York. And the only reason why he found me out is because people were talking about me on their subreddit. And he finally checked me out. Here he is. Thank you. And then there's Patrick. Wrote, I feel for you. He's another audience member who I ripped from there. I've turned him. My goal is to get these people to flip. I feel you. I listen to FBHW every day since 05. I would say since COVID, FBHW show really took a nosedive in terms of content. I listened up until April of 23, until they played that segment explaining how to load the dishwasher, which happened. We roasted him on that. That topic tipped the scales for me, and I'm listening to EZ ever since. Who are these Free Beers? Who are these Zanes? and all the bonus Patreon shows are great. Who Are These Freebeers will open your eyes to their horse shit if you're not already there. USA number one adds that show did, in fact, turn into dog shit, though well before COVID. I think I might have mispronounced. No, never mind. That wasn't me. Okay, so that's what's going on. I'm very glad to have that. When I can see just one person on that, boy, does that energize me. Welcome to you. We've got the asshole of the day in moments. Thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, another sponsor that I use regularly. 616-532-6600. Head to their website, irvines.com, ervines.com. You do have a trusted source for all of your car care needs. If it's as simple as an oil change or maybe something a little bit more involved, they will take care of you. Specializing work on all makes and models, including EVs and hybrids. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, smack dab in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. So if you are in West Michigan, my God, they've got you covered. Word on the street is that DTE is once again paying for the furnace tune-up. If you were to hire Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling, typically it's $79 to get your furnace tuned up. That's well worth it. However, DTE, the gas company in West Michigan, has commissioned one heating and cooling specialist to offer this. Get your furnace tune-up from A&E Heating and Cooling, and I'll tell you how to do that. And DTE will pay for it. No charge. It's free. But you must book. Reach out to Joe, and I want you to remember this, 616-516-8579. Say, Joe, tune up my furnace. I'd love no cost. And literally no money comes out of your pocket. It isn't one of those you pay and then you get a rebate. It's literally Joe comes and does it, and then he says, see you later, and then that's it. You might have to give him your DTE account number, but it's a wonderful way to get a free furnace tune-up. So DTE pays the freight. So it is 100% free. 616-516-8579. All the other furnace companies in West Michigan will charge you. So there is, even if you don't like Mexicans, you need to hire Joe Martinez. He's going to fix your furnace for fucking free. All right? So even though he's a Michigan honk, and everybody knows that they're the worst, have Joe Martinez tune up your furnace. So have him come to your house. You don't pay for it. And then you tell him to go green, go white. And then kick him out of your house and say, I don't like Mexicans. And then that's the end of it. 616-516-8579. Let's see. Bob in PA says, I need a tune-up. Hasn't been done since I bought my house 7 years ago. That's too bad. Joe Martinez isn't there, my friend. It's just too bad. But call your local guy. We get our mortgages through the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Mario got me 2.65% before COVID on a 15-year fixed. He's wonderful. 231-332-6505. He just got Jackie and Justin their mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. September, the rates are going down. My God. 231-332-6505. Have Mario roll out the red carpet for you today. Call from no matter where you are in the U.S. and get this done. 231-332-6505. And finally today, before we get to the asshole of the day, Rick from TC Paintball is inviting you to book an event today. No one does it better than TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. This is a, you know, similar to like Deer Tracks Acres, where I went the other day, which is a destination, fun time spot. That's what TC Paintball is like. Book an event for you, the young ones, your bro friends, some workplace team building, maybe a bachelor party, maybe a bachelorette party. You never know. At TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Thank you so much for being part of the show. I know who the asshole of the day is. Your asshole of the day. And I realize I'm tipping my hand a little bit. I don't give a shit. Our Jen's asshole parents for complaining about the food. Fuck off, assholes. That's the show. Thank you, as always, for being it. Being part of it, I should say. Love you. And I'll talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast. If you haven't yet joined me on Patreon, try it out for 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Tons of content goes up there every single day. Have a good one, folks. Till next time, bye-bye.